back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. In Florida, Governor DeSantis, and he's a guy, he's a bad guy, but he's a guy got to pay some attention to because he's number two in the polls in the Republican Party of who they want to be their presidential nominee in 2024. Trump's number one, believe it or not. Believe it or not, DeSantis is number two. He could end up on the ticket, at least as VP. We got to keep an eye on this guy. And he did another predictably outrageous thing yesterday. He signed legislation that preempts all local COVID edicts and gives him, the governor, sole power to require masks, social distancing, to anything having to do with vaccinations. Capacity limits, anything. So Miami, a big, or somebody like a city like Miami, say Tallahassee, you know, Naples, Florida, Tampa, Orlando, can't do anything. They can't do anything. One size fits all. And then the Florida Governor DeSantis then said, we're totally opened up. We've beaten COVID. There are going to be no restrictions at all. No capacity restrictions, no social distancing hints even, no masking requirements, nothing. Now, the Republican Party at one time used to boast about being for local control. They did it in Wisconsin, they did it in Florida and everywhere else. That's a lot of baloney. They really never were for local control. The Democratic Party was. But now, take a look. In Wisconsin, the gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature essentially overrode any local control over things like schools, any budgeting, anything else. They forced through a referendum to cut the pay of the county board in Milwaukee in half, eliminate a lot of its power. They did this around the state on bonding, everything else. What the Republican Party stands for is control by its donors. That's what it stands for. It doesn't stand for local control, people control at all. Interferes with voting. Well, you'd think that one of the aspects of local control that would make sense to anybody is what to do with a locality like a big city, say Miami in Florida, as opposed to a rural county somewhere where there aren't many people. Or take Wisconsin, city of Milwaukee, compared to, say, Taylor County in the northern part of the state. Very, very different problems, very different objectives. It might very well be that in Taylor County, there in Wisconsin, there's not a real need to talk about distancing because everybody is distanced. We talk about capacity. I mean, you know, how many people are there? And when you talk about things like masks, basically people are outdoors a lot. Maybe it doesn't matter as much. In Milwaukee, it's vital. In Milwaukee, it's vital that you talk about capacity limits, masks, and distancing. Well, in Florida, what they have done is now just aggregate that power in the governor himself, DeSantis. And he says, I think we're golden. We're good. We're good. No problem with COVID. This is false, of course. They have a high death rate and high incidence of new cases every day. And then he just eliminates all COVID restrictions. Remember, this is the governor who sent the police in to intimidate a woman and her family who had worked for the state, realized that he was lying about the figures on COVID deaths and infections, and then emailed the correct figures just to the email list of professionals who had been in her office before to correct the record, not to the media, not to anybody else. And the governor said, well, you shouldn't have used that email address. That itself is a felony, using the email address. She said, it's still on my phone. You didn't ask me to take it off. You didn't take it off. People use it all the time when they retire, go to another job, invite people to baby showers, invite people to parties, that kind of thing. Here, I'm just giving out correct information. So some police went in with guns drawn, pointed them at her husband holding their 2-year-old daughter, who was frightened. The woman shrank against the wall. These guys went through, walked off with her computer, found the email address, and she was arrested and charged with a felony. She is facing felony prosecution at the instigation of Governor DeSantis. Is a Putin play? It's a Crown Prince Mohammed play of Saudi Arabia. It's very much a commie jihadist play. And this is in Florida. So beware when you go down to Florida. The good news is you probably won't be violating any laws because there are none. You can cough on anybody, go to a public place, who cares? But on the other hand, if you're at all concerned that maybe you don't want to hang around people with COVID who cough and sneeze and grin at you from 2 inches away in a crowded place, then, you know, go somewhere else. Or if you go to Florida, be very careful how you do it and be very careful about DeSantis. This guy is running. He's going to run. He's going to sniff around. He's going to suddenly say he's a moderate. He's bad news. Really bad news. Very bad news. Now, Foxconn. God, Foxconn. I have been talking about Foxconn for several years. It was a scam. And the latest deal, the state of Wisconsin is going to end up paying them $37 million over the next 2 years. Over the next 2 years, paying them. When Mount Pleasant and Racine ran up costs of over $1 billion for land acquisition, infrastructure, and roads for a fake factory. Now, originally this came in through Donald Trump and Scott Walker. Donald Trump was pushing this thing and bamboozled Scott Walker to go along with it. Scott Walker is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He would do anything to get reelected. He has no business background. He worked for the American Red Cross and went right in the legislature. No business background at all, got snookered. Said this is going to create 13,000 jobs at $53,000 a year average wage. That's what they told him. Big screen TV, we're going to be like Silicon Valley. We're going to be like Silicon Valley, like Palo Alto, California. It's a joke. I mean, it's really a joke. They came in. It's sort of like the music man in Iowa. They come in and bamboozle them. Or, I mean, locals are standing there in bib overalls. That's the way they looked at it. Cheating us because we have a really stupid governor and a crooked president. That's what happened. In 2019, believe it or not, Moody's, the rating bureau, lowered Racine and Mount Pleasant, lowered their bond ratings. Why did they do it, and what is the impact of that? They did it because they knew right away that Foxconn, this whole deal was a fraud. And it wasn't going to, they're not even get repaid the $1 billion they put in. The effect is when you have your rating lowered, you have to pay more interest to bondholders. You need debt. You know, every county and town occasionally issues bonds. Well, you're going to have to pay more to get people to invest in them, and then you got to repay them that money. It came out of their taxpayers. Right away in 2019, there's that impact. And there's nothing in this new deal that supposedly is so good that requires Foxconn to repay anything of the more than $1 billion in land acquisition, infrastructure, and road costs. Do nothing to compensate the people whose homes were taken. Whose homes were taken? Listen, when the Bill of Rights was passed, when the Constitution was passed, the Fifth Amendment, due process, 14th Amendment made it applicable to the states. Due process means the government can't take your property without compensation and only for a public purpose, like a road. They came in and say, we're going to take your home for a Chinese company. Guy goes, well, no, I don't want to. You know, my wife likes this house. My kids like the school system. Get out of here. Here's what you're going to get. Get out of here. They threw him out. Nobody says anything about that either. Republican Party will take your property for companies. That's what they'll do. Not for public purposes. And Republican judges will bless it. That's what you get when you vote Republican. And what are we doing about all this? you know, this all went down starting in 2017. It's been almost 4 years. Are we uttering a peep? Certainly not the Republicans. Voss and the rest of them say they like Foxconn. They're pro-Foxconn. They're pro-fraud is what they are. But what about Evers? What about the Democrats? They played it safe, and they're going to pay off Foxconn $37 million in addition to giving up anything about the $1 billion that Foxconn squeezed out of us. And that's over 2 years. It may hit $80 billion beyond that. This is not a good deal. This is not a good deal. The correct procedure would have been to give in Foxconn notice. You're in breach of your contract. Repay us the $1 billion plus for land acquisition, infrastructure, and roads. And you can argue that, okay, well, the roads may benefit other people, so let's give me a haircut on that, blah, blah, blah. Compensation for people whose homes were stolen, were taken. And then you negotiate the largest sum possible, or you'd go to litigation, get it in litigation, breach of contract. But no, what we're doing is paying them $37 million in taxpayer dollars over 2 years. This is wrong, very, very wrong. I've been preaching in the wilderness. We ran ads during the governor campaign. The only one that spoke out against this, everybody, all of the Republicans swallowed the Kool-Aid. All the Republicans will take your property for any company just to keep their miserable, worthless jobs. But the Democrats didn't stand up for it either. Not really. And this is what's happening. This is what's happening. Foxconn goes in, good snatch and grab, runs out with $37 million and sticks it to Mount Pleasant and Racine. Well, Mount Pleasant, you know something? They're a Republican little town. They're still pro-Foxconn. In Racine, a lot of friends in Racine, a lot of good labor in Racine. People there had better stand up and tell it like it is, because it ain't being told like it is. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.